This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 10 officials have been indicted in Iran over the 2020 military shootdown of a Ukrainian passenger plane that killed 176 people. That's according to a prosecutor Tuesday, and an announcement coming just as Tehran begins indirect negotiations with the West over its collapsed nuclear deal with world powers. The timing of the announcement comes after Iran faced withering international criticism last month for releasing a final report into the shootdown of Ukraine International Airlines flight number PS752 that blamed human error but named no one responsible for the incident. Efforts to bring the United States back into the 2015 deal on Iran's nuclear program are to step up a gear as Iran and the five world powers remaining in the accord meet in Vienna, while the U.S. is due to start indirect talks with Tehran. As senior foreign ministry officials from the country still in the accord, the so-called Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action meeting on Tuesday in Vienna, also due as in the Austrian capital, is a U.S. delegation headed by the administration special envoy for Iran, Rob Malley. State Department says talks will be structured around working groups that the Europeans will form with the other parties to the accord. Protesters in Yangon, Myanmar, carried out a red paint strike on Tuesday as part of the ongoing challenge to the military coup and crackdown in the country. They tossed red paint into the streets and near areas where protesters have died, with the paint representing the deceased's blood. One protester said he hoped to keep motivating others to keep up the demonstrations despite the deaths of nearly 600 or more. The red paint strike comes following other campaigns involving